And now this is a dictation for Dwayne, D-E-W-A-Y-N-E, Bollner, B as in boy, A-L-D-N-E-R, December 1941. Address as a letter to Dr. Kevin, K-E-V as in Victor, I-N, Reed, R-E-E-D, 616-225-1548. Dear Dr. Reed, follow-up for Mr. Bollner, renal transplant 2016 for FSGS, last visit in January, comes accompanied with girlfriend, wife. In the recent past, a change of vision when he was driving, admitted to the hospital, no evidence for a stroke based on MRI, however incidental brain aneurysm, does have also brain atherosclerosis. Symptoms were short-lived and has not recurred. There was no loss of consciousness or seizures. There was no headache, nausea, vomiting. Presently, eyesight is normal, no focal deficit, never compromise of speech, kidney transplant working well, no problems of bowel or urine, no chest pain palpitation or dyspnea. Initial blood pressure was high in the 180s over 90s. Presently, has been normal. Other review system done being negative. He has done in the recent past a nuclear medicine stress testing. This was before the neurological events. In my understanding, has been normal. He did receive IV contrast for the brain CT scan and gadolinium for the MRI. Medication list review. I want to highlight the cholesterol management, Plavix, blood pressure, Cardura, Lasix, Metoprolol. Take Celcept, Tacro, and Coumadin. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 230, about the same as back in January. Blood pressure at home 120s, 130s over 60s, here 140, 68. Alert to the intestine 3, normal eyesight, normal speech, no focal deficit, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no kidney transplant tenderness, and overweight of the abdomen, no edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from July, creatinine 1.74, which is baseline. Normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Has chronic pancytopenia, which are stable. With low lymphocytes, Tacro therapeutic at 6.3. I review the imaging with him. I want to highlight that on the MRI, with and without contrast, there was no evidence of acute stroke. The CT scan angiogram, however, shows occlusion at the level of the left-sided anterior cerebral artery on the segment A2. There was also narrowing on the right-sided middle cerebral artery, the inferior branches, M2, some degree of beading, B as in boy, EADING, and the findings of a saccular aneurysm at 5.5, 4.5 millimeters at the level of the right internal cerebral artery at the junction with the first segment M1 of the middle cerebral artery. He is going to see a neurosurgeon on the next couple of days. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, FSGS, next number, cadaveric renal transplant, 2016. Next number, CKD stage 3, which appears to be stable, no progression, no symptoms, continued transplant medications, tacrotherapeutic. As indicated before, electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Next number, pain cytopenia, which is stable. Next number, atherosclerosis and brain aneurysm, as indicated above. We had a long discussion on the next few days. He might need to make a decision based on the size of the aneurysm, if they are going to follow that over time, or they might require invasive procedure, whether it is a clip, coil, or alternative treatment that might require further IV contrast. That's, however, priority. Still, we want to protect his kidney transplant. We discuss his kidney function over the year has slowly progressed, but is stable at least for the last 9 months. He has a first-hand experience about a brain aneurysm, as deceased wife battled this for a number of years. He remains on beta blockers, cholesterol treatment, as well as Plavix. Blood pressure in the office appears to be fairly well controlled. I'm going to update the urine sample for presence of blood protein or activity for proteinuria. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. End of dictation.